and the green flag goes at the back. Get ready to go racing again. Four lap distance on this one. Grant Thompson on pole. Oh, somebody's got a problem in the middle of the pack there. Hopefully everybody get fat. Two riders have got a problem in the middle of the pack. Everybody safely away there, but a rider has just got a problem off the line. Just trying to see who it is. 45, I think it was. 45 and 27. Beth, to you.
I think you've come to me. I can't hear you. But I think it was number 6 and number 12 who were leading the way there. And just 27 just going past us here, just at the back of the pack there. But all away safely, Chris.
That must be one of the most scariest things ever when you are in the middle of the pack and something happens. And I've seen it happen on a few short circuits. I think I've seen it happen once or twice here when we used to have the old bus here, when our good friend, the late Maurice Maudsley, was commentating here in the bus. And I remember a couple of riders ending up in the hedge right next to where the start and finish line is here. Good few years ago. But it looked like a good start from our front row guys. It was 45, I think it was, Andy Lovett, the newcomer, that had a problem. And I think, not sure who else was in there, but it looked so, so tight. And I bet you, the heart rate, if you had one of those heart rate monitors, it must have jumped right up. So there we go, Grant Thompson on the Duckshaw racing machine. He set off pretty well. Cass followed him through. Little look back to last year. Grant Thompson took the race win. It was a good battle, actually. It was only a 5-lap race between him and number 45, Andy Farrell, and number 0, Andy Hornby, on the 750 Kawasaki. Keith Pringle on the GSXR Suzuki was 4th on the 83 bike. Andy McAllister, who's had a bit of a tough weekend bike-wise here this weekend, was in 5th place. And it was Damien Cook, 96, 74 Scott Wilson, 6, 80 Harrison, 100 Heffern Owen, and 85 Neil Champion, who was the 10th there finishing that one. But it was a win for Grant Thompson. Over to Rob, lap one.
It's De Koppel who leads across four ways, then Cassidy, Thompson and Harrison there. So Michael De Koppel leads across four ways. Then it's Pringle, then Wilson, then number 70 as well on the way through is Harley Rushton. Chris Moore behind Dennis Booth, and then number 58 as well, Richard Blunt, one of the newcomers from Fleet, streaming through 44, 79 and 18 just past us as well. That's Ryan White on the back of that trio. 22 the newcomer Matthew Sarda, then Israel Gillette moving up from the back of the pack ahead of a couple of machines here, 27 and 45. Then it's Colin Croft on the 31 and 57. Rob Mitchell Hill on the IOM Boat Sales Yamaha on the way through cross four ways. The travelling marshals making their way towards us, but it's been a great start for Michael De Koppel. He started from the second row and he's out leading at the front, and then Grant Thompson and Paul Cassidy were virtually side by side on their way through cross four ways. But a real shuffle of the pack. Adrian Harrison, who started on the front row, he's down in fourth at the moment, but he's still very much keeping in touch with the front three. To you, Chris.
Here we go. This could be quicker, and it is. Mikhail Indy De Koppel who leads, and he's got a good gap back to Grant Thompson. Grant Thompson, Paul Cassidy, Adrian Harrison. It's 2.2 seconds. That is the gap. Then it's 6, Adrian Harrison, 83, Keith Pringle, 34, Scott Wilson, as they stream through. 70, Harley Rushton, 26, Dennis Booth, 33, Chris Moore in the top 10, finished out by number 58, Richard Blunt on the newcomer there. 56, Roger Wibley, 24, Curtis Butler, 12th, 68, Roddy Taylor, 1, 2, 3, four machines rise over the School Hill rise. Matthew Sardo, you hear that? Oh yeah, you can hear that. Israel Gillette on the Ducati on the 121 machine, a 57 Rob Mitchell Hill, and 31 Colin Croft. They go through there right at the back there, 26 runners through. Mikhail De Koppel on the 13 bike leads by 2.2 seconds for number 1 Grant Thompson, who in turn has half a second on number 5 Paul Cassidy, who in turn has 3/4 of a second on number 6 Adrian Harrison in fourth, and then it's 4.3 back to the next rider back, and that is Keith Pringle. He's in fifth. Then it's 34 Scott Wilson, 1.6 back. 70 Harley Rushton, he's in seventh, 0.1 back. 26 Dennis Booth in eighth, he's 0.8 back. And then Chris Moore and Richard Blunt, they round out the top 10. It's lap number one of the pre-TT Ugly Senior Superbikes of four. Let's go to lap two, cross four ways.
I think we have an additional non-starter, Chris, because I'm not seeing the number 42 machine of Andy Hornby as well that went past us on that first lap as well, so that may be an additional non-starter. We can hear them in the distance. They'll be coming into the sunshine. Here they come. One machine out front here with about a half a second gap. It's Michael De Koppel once again from number 1 Grant Thompson, who's just starting to close in. He's pulled away by about half a second from Paul Cassidy, and then number 6 Adrian Harrison, that quartet through cross four ways on lap 2, just starting to open up a gap to the rest of the field. Next up is number 83 Keith Pringle, followed closely in tow by 70 Harley Rushton, 34 Scott Wilson, and number 26 Dennis Booth as well. They all seem to be coming through in fours at the moment across four ways. Next up, number 58 Richard Blunt, then it's number 24, that's Curtis Butler on newcomer, and number 56, 68 on the way through. Now just time for numbers 112, 18, 100 and 12 on the way through there, and 55 just behind the group there is Ben Rainbow on his Suzuki. Number 79 Keith Clark on the way through, number 44 Emmett Burke, and number 27, Tom Snow, as well. So just a reminder, Michael De Koppel still leading as 22 and 45 come through. Grant Thompson just trying to close in. There's Israel Gillette as well. To you, Chris.
Just add this, and the organisers are going to get these races done quick. But India De Koppel leads, but only just. Grant Thompson right in his slipstream as they go past this here now. 0.101 of a second separates Mikel De Koppel and Grant Thompson. He led across the line. Then it's 5, Paul Cassidy. 6, Adrian Harrison. 5.1 seconds covers the top four machines. Next rider through is Keith Pringle on 83.70. Harley Rushton, 34, Scott Wilson. 26, Dennis Booth. They go safely through. Quickest lap of the race is the number one machine with a 2 minutes 27. 103.653. Curtis Butler, 24. 28, Richard Blunt. Two newcomers, they both go through. 56, Roger Wibley, also through safely in 11th place for Roger. In 12th position, number 68, Roddy Taylor. 13th for number 18, Ryan Whitehall. 14th for 112, Rad Hughes. 15th for number 100, Heffern Owen. 16th for number 12, Richard Ford. 17th for 55, Ben Rainbow. Then at 79, Keith Clark. 27, Tom Snow. 44, Emmett Burke. And we seem to have lost Chris Moore out on circuit. Chris has disappeared. Matthew Sardo and Andy Lover and Israel Gillette. And there is 57, Rob Mitchell, and 31, that's Crofty, of course, Colin Croft. He goes through. But India De Koppel led. I don't think he's going to be leading for much longer. It's 0.101 across the line from Grant Thompson. Lap number 3 already out across four ways.
Yeah, and that leading four as well. So over Castletown Bypass there, they're just over 8.5 seconds clear of Keith Pringle in fifth. Just shows how quickly that quartet at the front are starting to pull away from the rest of the field. Just two more laps remaining, of course. Good to see Curtis Butler and Richard Blunt, the two newcomers, running inside the top 10 as it stands. Two together. And Grant Thompson, he's looking through the inside. He's passed a couple on the entrance to cross four ways. Then there's Cassidy. What's it like on the exit as Adrian Harrison arrives? Has Grant Thompson held that? He has indeed. So Grant Thompson, a new leader across four ways on this lap, manages to get past Indy. De Koppel just made it on that right inside line there, just timed it perfectly. Here's Harley Rushton moving ahead of Keith Pringle, as we heard on Castletown Bypass on the previous lap as well. Keith Pringle in close attendance. 26, Dennis Booth moving ahead of number 34, Scott Wilson as well. So Scott Wilson dropping back another place here between Castletown Bypass across four ways. Number 24 machine and number 58, 56, and then there's the number 18 of Ryan Whitehall on the way through as well. Three more interview. We'll bring these through. Just the numbers 68, 112 and 12 on the way through as well. So Grant Thompson, your leader across four ways. He's made that move onto Koppel here at cross four ways and tucked in behind Cassidy in third. To you, Chris.
Mikel De Koppel dropping a little bit further back for Grant Thompson. Here he comes. And across the line he goes. Thompson, De Koppel, Cassidy. That's your top three. Adi Harrison coming through. Eddie, of course, finishing this race in 8th position last year, and he's through in that 4th place. The gap between the front two is just over a second. Quickest lap of the race is a 2:27.608. He did that on lap number 2 as Grant Thompson, 103.65. Harley Rushton has now got ahead of Keith Pringle, 5th to 6th. 26, Dennis Booth. 34, Scott Wilson. That's 8 through so far. Quickest lap of the race that time round. Let's see if anybody else has improved on that lap. I think everybody is just about the same. Next man through. 24, Curtis Butler. 58, Roger Wibley also goes through as well. And that last lap flag, as we know, is out. And there's Ryan Whitehall through on the 18 machine with a 2:36.97, 97.467. Rad Hughes, Roddy Taylor, Richard Ford, Ben Rainbow, all safely through the 112, the 68, the 12 and the 55 bike. As 27, Tom Snow goes through on that machine of Tom's GSXR 750. And there's 79, Keith Clark going through. Keith Clark in 18th place. Next rider through, 44, Emmett Burke. But with the news on the last lap, Grant Thompson looking to repeat last year's win. He leads Mikel De Koppel. That's going to be an interesting interview. We are 1 second, and Paul Cassidy another second and a bit back. Back to Rob, last lap.
Yeah, and the 9th and 10th, Butler and Blunt, the two newcomers as well. Butler just ran a little bit wide here at cross four ways on that previous lap, so he lost a little bit of time. Here is your race leader on the final lap, Grant Thompson, and he stretched that yet again here. Thompson from Mikel De Koppel still running in second, and Paul Cassidy in third. They're just a little more spread out, that trio, now as they make their way forward, and they've pulled away a little bit from this man running in fourth at the moment. Number 6, Adrian Harrison. So Grant Thompson leading at cross four ways, and he just seems to have stretched it that little bit more from Mikel De Koppel on this latest lap, who in turn has got a decent, I suppose, around a half second advantage over number 5, Paul Cassidy, running in third. Here's Harley Rushton now running in fifth. Keith Pringle just dropping back a little bit as Keith Pringle on this final lap from number 70. Harley Rushton, then number 26, Dennis Booth, and number 34, Scott Wilson on the way through. So your first 8 machines on this final lap on the way through as well. Then there's a little bit of a gap in the field. We see 3 more coming towards us in the distance. Who's the latest to make their way through. It is the number 24 machine of Butler, then it's Blunt, 56 Roger Wibberley, and number 18 Ryan Whitehall. To you, Chris.
Final lap then of the Ugly & Co Post Classic Superbikes, and here's your race winner. It's Grant Thompson. He does the double-double for Grant Thompson. Across the line he goes. Great performance by Mikael Lindy de Koppel and Paul Cassidy. Well, finishing off a pretty tough weekend for him bike-wise in that third place. 2.873 was the gap between Thompson and de Koppel at the end. And another, what about 2 seconds back to Paul Cassidy, 1.888. And there's Adie Harrison across the line on the number six machine. The quickest lap of the race for Grant Thompson on lap number four. Last lap there, 227.223, as Harley Rushingham's home in fifth. Keith Pringle home in sixth place for the 83 bike. So Grant Thompson, the quickest lap, 103.924, as Dennis Booth and also Scott Wilson finish. Let's get down to Beth.
Yeah, just a very quick word. We know the sidecar's about to go out, but you did the double. Well done.
Oh, I made up with that one. I fluffed the start, which made it a lot harder for me. But we got a good rhythm, got going, and lucky enough to use a slipstream to my advantage and made the move into cross four ways on the third lap, I think. So I just literally got my head down from there and pushed. And I just want to say a massive thank you to Duckshaw Racing for supplying me the bike. And happy birthday to Mr. Duckett, whose bike I'm on. So hope that wins a good birthday present.
I'm sure it does. Well done, Grant. Huge congratulations. Let's go and talk to the second place, Mikael Lindy de Koppel here, who was wearing underwear around his neck the other day, but will have a massive smile on his face, as he always does. But Lindy. Second place, huge congratulations.
Thank you. I'm over the moon. And my undies are back in his place.
Which we're all pleased to hear about. But yeah, good race.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I got a hold shot and that helped me sort of calm myself down. And I was really going well. And then Thompson just passed me on a cross four ways. And I said, okay, I know I wasn't be on top, but I was trying to follow him, enjoy the race, look at the sunshine. I'm really, really glad, delighted. Thanks.
Perfect, isn't it? Well done, well done. And very quickly, we'll just grab a quick word with Paul Cassidy. That is, Paul, if I just jump in here, a better way to end the weekend?
Oh, I tell you, I had a cracking first couple of days, but this last day has just been, yeah, disappointing, really. I blew the, I don't know if I blew it up, but it just lost power on the 350. And then we jumped on the 400, high-sided myself. I just got pushed to the curb and hit a load of dirt, basically, and high-sided myself there. And I just wanted to get, basically, on that podium today.
Well, you certainly have. Get up there now. We're going to do the presentation very quickly because we know the sidecars are waiting to go out. So Paul's machine just being wheeled up there. This is the Ugly & Co. Post Classic Superbike. The presentation will be done by Dave Smart from Blackford, long-standing sponsor of the Pre-TT Classic Road Races down here. So if we are ready, in third position, and a great way to end the weekend after what has been a tricky time. Give it up for Paul Cassidy. Just getting a handshake there from Dave Smart and handed his cap. And then in second place with his undies back in the right place, apparently. Well done, Mikael Lindy de Koppel. And your winner for this post-classic superbike race. He's done the double this weekend. Huge congratulations to Port St. Mary man, Grant Thompson.